You are listening to Real Talk, the weekly podcast that offers you success advice and practical pointers that enable you to unlock your phenomenal power and confidently step into your full potential. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, here to inspire you to have the confidence to live the life you deserve.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk. Now, today I want to get a little bit dirty, or really should I say messy. I want to talk about our messy lives and how we embrace the messiness that is our life. Now, you know, you've seen her. You listen to perfectly coiffured, in control and got it all together woman. You know the one. There's always one in the office, someone you know, who has it all together. Not a hair out of place, always perfectly suited, always looks fabulous. You know, how the hell does she do it? She's got X amount of kids. She's got this. She's got a busy job. How does she manage to look so good every time? But what you don't see, behind that is the numerous times she rewrote her work presentation the previous night, the argument she had with her husband before she headed to work, the fact that she lost it with her kids because they can't find their homework. There's the one child she forgot to pick up because her meeting overran, or the pile of washing stashed in the kitchen. So I really want to share this week that the got it all together woman persona does come undone at times. And as I was told recently, I had a little crisis of confidence. Wow, you are human. Yes, I am. And I want us to recognise that everyone is a mess at some time or another, including me. I spent years hiding my messy life because I was ashamed of my then situation. And I tried to hide it from myself because I just really didn't like what it was. It wasn't me. I just didn't think it was me. It didn't fit the vision that I had for myself. So what do I mean by we get messy? One of the things I do as a coach is to normalize the experience of being a leader or an entrepreneur. I get the fortunate privilege to observe the behind the scenes of many women's lives. And I can see that nobody, trust me, nobody has it all together. Now, you're not alone if you feel like things aren't running as smoothly or as going as easy you think they should, or you think it is for everybody else. And as women, we like to unfairly compare ourselves to each other. We see another woman and we create a perception of her that is really often pretty ludicrous. We actually think that some women are perfect and that we aren't. Now, everyone has their messes. Everyone has a few past decisions they probably shouldn't have done, the drink they shouldn't have had, the people they shouldn't have dated, the jobs they shouldn't have agreed to, you know, the cocktail they shouldn't have drank. You know, but everybody has those decisions they regret. But real talk, not everything can be organized and neat, and it shouldn't be. Doing something stupid doesn't mean that you're stupid, not at all. Losing a little self-control doesn't mean that you've lost. Not having it all together doesn't mean that you never will. It just means you are human. And the second that you realise that, you can begin the most incredible love affair with yourself, definitely with your own life. Now, I've got 10 steps for you that will to embracing the love affair with your life. The first one is stop thinking that you have to have all the answers, or that you should know the answers, or that you should know exactly what direction your life is headed in. You don't. You just have to know what's in your heart and follow it. Secondly, accept your past mistakes and let go of regret. You can't change the past. It happened. The door's shut. You can't make a difference to it. So take the learnings, forgive yourself, and move right along. Three, be ambitious and motivated to achieve what you want to achieve, not what others want to achieve, what others want you to achieve or want for you. Four, stop comparing yourself to other people. You're not them and they're not you. You're supposed to be different. That's what makes you absolutely fabulous. Five, understand that no one is perfect. You will very rarely be able to understand someone you judge as perfect. You don't know what lies behind the surface of those you're envious of. Six, always expect the unexpected. That way you're always prepared. Seven, don't be ashamed to show your confident self. Let people know what makes you proud of yourself and what makes you so confident. Eight, Stop making excuses that prevent you from being happy. Stop calling yourself broken and flawed. Stop making excuses why you don't deserve love, happiness, the job you desire. Stop limiting yourself because of your imperfections. Embrace them. You can be your own worst enemy if you allow it. You're in control of your life. You can make the difference. You are the boss of you. 9. Never fear appearing vulnerable or weak. Share your story. Like I said, I used to hide mine, but share your story. It played its part in shaping who you are. You don't need to hide your past from others. You shouldn't be ashamed. We've all made mistakes, and people should love you for the person that you've worked so tireless to become. And lastly, 10, understand that demanding job or even the poor relationship can be temporary and is changeable. You just have to make that decision. So those are my 10 tips for embracing your messy life. Ask yourself, do you try to hide your messy life from others or from yourself? And just think, what if we just enjoyed being the real us rather than always trying to be the ideal us? Think about that. Anyway, that's me for this week. As ever, keep on listening, sharing, subscribing, commenting. I'm loving the love. I feel it. It's always a pleasure to come here each week and have a chat with you guys virtually. I totally adore it. But keep on commenting, reviewing and sharing on iTunes. That way more women get to hear about me. You can link up with me on Facebook, on Instagram. I am Janice Sutherland. If you want to hear more ways, more tips to be a phenomenal woman. And I look forward to speaking to you next week. And as ever, be bold, be fearless, be phenomenal and be you. Take care.